the divine souls. Yesterday, I continued with this series on the Bhagavatam by introducing the Maharas Leela to you. There's a lot to understand about Maharas. I told you that Ras is a special Leela of Radha Krishna where they give all the different types of Ras in one Leela. Ras means the bliss of the divine world. There are different levels of material happiness all the way from this earth planet up to the topmost abode of Swarg, Brahma's abode. In Brahma's abode, the amount of happiness, the amount of pleasure there as compared to here is 100 million times more. And yet it's all material. It's imperfect, temporary, superficial. It doesn't satisfy your soul. So the nature of the happiness of this earth is the same as the nature of all the celestial abodes. It's all mayic. We enjoy through our mayic senses with the contact with the objects of the senses. That's it. Like guna guneshu vartanta in Gita, Shri Krishna tells Arjuna, it's the three gunas of maya playing in the three gunas of maya. Your senses and mind are made of sattva-raj-tam. The objects of the senses are made of sattva-raj-tam. You are neither the objects of the senses, nor are you your senses, nor are you your mind. Of course, you're not the body either. So you're the soul. And over here, your senses and mind are playing in the objects of the world. Guna guneshu. Usse atma ko kya sukh mil sakta hai? That has no concern with your soul. So all the material pleasures are not divine. They don't relate to the soul. Leaving that behind, if we look at the divine world, there are many levels and many types of real happiness in the divine world. Real happiness means that it lasts forever. Anyone who has ever attained divine happiness never felt sadness again, even for a second. Never was subject to worry or inner feelings of loss or stress. Perfect happiness means only happiness all the time, and that too in an unlimited amount. That's divine happiness. That's God's happiness. So within this field of perfect happiness, we have the happiness or bliss of formless God, which is unlimited and perfect. And yet, unlimited times greater than that is the bliss of Shri Krishna's personal form, but his almighty personal form in Vaikunth abode, where he doesn't do any leelas. Unlimited times greater than that unlimited bliss is the bliss of Premanand, where Shri Krishna actually does leelas, and those who have attained him, they get a divine mind and body and senses, and they get to go to his divine abode and take part in all of his divine leelas. Even within this field of Premanand, there are so many different levels, because you can love Shri Krishna as your master. That's called Dasya Ras. You can love Shri Krishna as your friend. That's called Sakhya Ras. You can love Shri Krishna as your own son. That's called Vatsalya Ras. All of these are actually higher and higher and sweeter and bring you closer and closer to him. The topmost of all of these is Madhurya Ras, when you love Shri Krishna as your Priyatam, as your beloved. It is said that actually all the souls are his beloved. Everyone. Souls are not bound to a particular gender based on what body you got in this life. So the highest natedar, the highest nata that we have with Shri Krishna is, he is our beloved. He is our priyatam. We are his preyasi. This is Madhuri Bhav. Even within Madhuri Bhav, there are so many different flavors of ras, meeting with Shri Krishna, having viraha of Shri Krishna, leelas where Radha serves Shri Krishna, leelas where Shri Krishna serves Radha. So many different kinds of ras. So all of that ras brought together into one leela, that is the ras leela of Radha and Krishna. That type of ras is only given by Radha and Krishna. It's happening, these ras leelas are happening all the time in the divine world. One time Mahalakshmi asked Mahavishnu, what are you thinking about when you have your eyes closed? Because when I press your lotus feet, when you're reclining on Sheshnag, and you have your eyes closed, it looks like you're deep in thought about something. So what is it that you're thinking of? He said, I'm thinking of Radha and Krishna's leelas of divine Vrindavan. In the divine world, only those who are graced directly by Radharani get to enter into divine Vrindavan. And over there, there are all kinds of sweet, loving leelas happening. But the topmost of those leelas is the Ras Leela. So I always think of Ras Leela. And he described Ras Leela to Mahalakshmi. So she was amazed hearing that description, and she also had a desire to experience that Ras Ras. When Radha and Krishna take avatar on the earth, there's something special that happens. I told you yesterday that ordinary souls don't directly associate with Radha and Krishna when they take avatar. Hum log adhikari nahi hain unse milne ke liye. Yadi hum hote to abhi aate. Der kyon? Isliye der hai ki hum log tayar nahi hain. आ जाते भी तब क्या होता, हम लोग नास्तिक शायद बन जाते. ये भगवान है? अच्छा, सुना था कि जो जो उनको देखता है वो आनंद में बेहोश हो जाता है. मुझे तो ज्यादा आनंद मिलता है अपने ही बेटे देखने में. ये भगवान है? ऐसा क्यों होगा? क्योंकि हम अधिकारी नहीं है, हमारे पास दिव्य दृष्टि नहीं है, दिव्य मन नहीं है. तो हमारी प्राकृत आंखों से स्वयं राधा कृष्ण यदि सामने आ जाते तब भी हमको प्राकृत ही लगते और आनंद का कोई अनुभव नहीं होता. तो फिर कोई फायदा नहीं मिलेगा और फायदे की जगह पर नुकसान होगा हमारा, क्योंकि हम लोग बुद्धि लगाएंगे, ओ ये भगवान है तो फिर इतना कष्ट क्यों करूं भगवत प्राप्ति के लिए, उससे अच्छा संसार में ही डूबे रहूं. तो इसलिए भगवान हमारे सामने नहीं आते हैं. हमको पहले भक्ति करनी है, अंतःकरण शुद्ध करना है. जब शुद्ध हो जाएगा गुरु की कृपा से, अंतःकरण इंद्रिय मन बुद्धि सब कुछ दिव्य हो जाएगा, तब भगवान आएंगे, तब हम उनका लाभ ले सकते हैं. सो सेंस वी आर नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू इवन सी गॉड राइट नाउ एंड वी वुडंट बेनिफिट बाय इट, when God takes avatar, although it may happen accidentally that some ordinary soul may pass through Braj and get a glimpse of Radha and Krishna, but they have no idea what's going on or what they see. Radha and Krishna come amongst their saints, all those unlimited souls of the divine world, they come with Radha Krishna here on earth. There are unlimited souls who worship Radha Krishna with Madhurya Bhav and gained entrance to divine Vrindavan, and they always enjoy those Ras Leelas and all the other kinds of Leelas all the time. But there are many other souls who attained Radha Krishna in some other form. Like I explained that there were some saints who had the divine vision of Bhagwan Ram when they were living in Sharbhanga Ashram. And Bhagwan Ram went there and gave them his divine darshan. And they had a desire to experience that kind of ras, like Madhurya kind of ras. But they couldn't with Bhagwan Ram at that time. So they've attained Bhagwan Ram. There are other saints who've attained other forms of God, and in those forms, Shri Krishna doesn't do Ras Leela. He doesn't give that Madhurya ras. So one of the special things that happens during Radha Krishna's avatar is that those saints who attained Shri Krishna in some other form and didn't get a chance to experience Ras Leela, they get a chance during his avatar to do that. Because after God realization, you go to the divine abode of whatever form of God you attained and you enjoy that unlimited divine bliss, and you're not thinking something is missing. You also have perfect unlimited happiness. But those saints who had some kind of desire, some kind of sanskar was there in their mind at that time, that they desired that type of leela. Shri Krishna graces them to again be born on earth when he comes, even though they're not under Maya. He just gives them a chance to be born. So many such saints came as gopis during Radha Krishna's avatar. Plus, there were many richas of the Vedas who came as gopis, and there were many eternal gopis from Vrindavan who came also. There were these three main types of gopis. Eternal gopis from Vrindavan, other saints who were God-realized who came as gopis so they'd get a chance to get rasras, and then there were richas of the Vedas. They're considered the third-class gopis. But they were all there to experience the rasras of Radha Krishna. So, when Shri Krishna decided to do Maharas, it was the chance for all of these souls to join in and experience ras. In Maharas, all the gopis get to come. Even not just the ones who happen to be here during the avatar, but let's say there were some in divine Vrindavan who didn't get to come and be part of the avatar. Shri Krishna calls them too. They all come and take part in Maharas Leela. Maharas happens in Vrindavan here on earth. There's a divine Vrindavan, a divine abode. There's the town of Vrindavan in Braj. That's the actual place where Maharas happened. You can go there now. There's a place called Seva Kunj, which is considered to be the center of Maharas, where for some time during the Ras Leela, Radharani sat and rested, and Shri Krishna pressed her feet to give her some relief because they were dancing so much. Seva Kunj is still there today. You can go and see. And even though Vrindavan is a limited area, but at that time, Yogamaya made it possible for unlimited number of gopis to fit in that limited area of Vrindavan. So, Bhagavatam says, Bhagavan api taratri sharadot phullamallika vikshirantum manaschakra Vikri Yoga Mayam Upashrita. It's a description of a scene where Shri Krishna is out. It's the middle of the night, or the start of the night, you could say, because it's a full moon night and the moon is just rising above the horizon, above the trees. Shri Krishna is out in the jungle next to Yamuna River in a kunj. The place is called Vanshi Vat. It's also there today, that Vat, that big banyan tree. You can go and see. So Shri Krishna remembered, or he was reminded, that he had given his word to some gopis who did Katyayini Devi Kavrat. She's a form of Durgaji. Some gopis wanted, with Madhuri Bhav, they did pujan, they did a vrat, praying to Durga Mata that we want Shri Krishna as our divine beloved. In other words, these were saints who had come, probably sages of Dandak Forest, and now they were praying, trying to ask for that boon, to have Shri Krishna as their priyatam. So at that time, at the conclusion of their vrat, Shri Krishna had appeared there, and he blessed them, and he said, yes, I will fulfill the aim of this vow that you've undertaken. So we will do ras. You will get to enjoy this ras lila. He indicated at some time in the future it will happen. And we'll do it for many nights. The ras lila will happen for many nights, he indicated. So what happened on this night is that all the nights that make up a night of Brahma, a night of Brahma is 4.32 billion years long. So that's a lot of our nights. All the nights that make up this night of Brahma, they came in one personified form before Shri Krishna with hands folded. And that was like a reminder to him. You had promised to the gopis that for all of this time, they're going to do ras with you. So Shri Krishna, seeing all those nights and seeing that it's the perfect atmosphere for it, it's the full moon of the autumn season, Sharad Ritu. So the weather at night is perfect. It's mild. There is a gentle breeze blowing, making the leaves of the trees flutter and make a little bit of sound. There are the flowers of not just the autumn, but for some reason tonight, all the flowers of all the seasons are blooming. And that gentle breeze is carrying the fragrance of all those flowers. The moon is just rising above the horizon and it has a reddish glow to it. So those soft pinkish rays of the moon are just bathing the whole landscape in this soft color. Seeing all of this, Shri Krishna thought, I should fulfill the wish of the gopis and do Maharas. So he thought of Radharani, Yoga Maya Mupashrita, because Ras Leela can't happen without Radha. She is the Raseshwari, the Ishwari of Ras, Radharani. So, thinking of Radha, he prayed, O Radhe, and Radharani appeared there. She's referred to with the name Yogamaya because that is who she is. She is Yogamaya. So Radharani appeared and Shri Krishna requested, can we do Maharas? Radharani gave her permission. So Shri Krishna played on his flute. When he played on his flute, the sound of the flute was not just heard locally. Like normally if you play on the flute, the sound of it wouldn't even carry for 1 mile. Shri Krishna played on his flute and the sound went all over our Brahmand. It went to Kailash Abode, where Shiv and Parvati were. It went to Kshir Sagar, where Vishnu and Lakshmi were. It went all over Braj. It went all over Swarg. Now, although the sound went everywhere, not everybody heard it. Mainly the gopis heard it. And a few other personalities heard it. But mainly, only the gopis were qualified to hear it, because only they were qualified to take part in Maharas. So with the power of Yoga Maya, there was a special magic in that sound of the flute, that only those who were qualified for Maharas here on earth could hear the sound of the flute. And the sound of the flute had the effect of stealing the heart of the gopi who heard it. So what happened is, hearing the sound of Shri Krishna's flute and knowing that that is his call for them to come and do ras, from that moment, the gopis were in samadhi. They had no conscious awareness of what was happening around them, what they were doing. And they just ran to Shri Krishna. Ran out at night into the jungle towards the sound of the flute. Why? Because if the mind goes, the body has to follow, right? Shri Krishna stole their mind. So wherever the mind was, they had to get there. They didn't even think about it. The body just followed automatically. Bhagavatam tells, if some gopi was milking a cow, she just got up and ran. Some gopi had some milk on the stove and she was boiling it. She didn't even think like, okay, make the fire go low or put the pan on the side. Just left it how it was and ran. One gopi was making a roti on the flame. Just left the roti sitting there on the flame and ran towards Shri Krishna. Some gopi was serving food to her family. She just dropped it and ran. Some gopi was putting on kajal under her eyes. She had one eye done, the other one wasn't, and she ran. One gopi was putting on her earrings. She had one on, one off, and just ran after the sound of the flute. It's hard to understand, but each gopi would have been depending on the class of gopi, they would have been in a different type of prem samadhi. But one thing was for sure, they were all unconscious of their physical bodies. Their mind was already there with Shri Krishna and the body just followed automatically. Some gopis couldn't physically go. For some reason, they couldn't leave the house. They weren't able to get out of the house. Their mind already reached to Shri Krishna. And since the body couldn't reach there, they felt a tremendous viraha. An intense longing to reach to Shri Krishna. So that longing was so intense, the flame of that longing burnt all the rest. If there was some of these gopis, as I said, there were different classes. If there was some part of their past karma remaining, it was burnt. Any bad actions that were left, bad sanskars, any good punya, good sanskars, all the mayic karma that they had ever done in that longing for Shri Krishna, and then as they visualized Shri Krishna, it was all burnt and finished forever. And in that instant, their material body was finished, and they received a divine body, divine mind, divine senses. So hearing all of this, King Parikshit had a doubt. Shukdevji says, Tameva paramatmanam jar buddhyapi sangata. Shukdevji Paramahans, who is a God-realized individual, a jnani saint, he's even considered to be an avatar of God, who had been lying in Brahmaleen Samadhi, absorbed in the bliss of formless God, who has never had a worldly desire stain his mind. He left that bliss of Brahmanand to hear the Bhagavatam and to drown his mind in the bliss of Maharas. That Shukadevji is interested in these Leelas of Shri Krishna, it means they're even higher than what he was experiencing before. And this is why Bhagavatam is also called Paramahansa Sanghita. Bhagavatam is not for it was not produced for ordinary people to read, because we can't actually tune into that bliss that's imbued in the Leelas. It's for the Paramahansas. They can read it, because they're already divine, but they've only experienced formless God. And by reading Bhagavatam, they graduate to a higher level and they experience the bliss of Shri Krishna's Leelas. They experience Premanand, the bliss of divine love. So Shukdevji is telling this Ras Leela to King Parikshit. And he says, so the gopis left behind their material bodies, minds, senses, and they received divine everything. And yet, Shukadevji says, many of those gopis didn't even know Shri Krishna was God, or didn't think of him as God. Their mind was just attached to whatever qualities they could see. There are all different classes of gopis. So imagine, some of those gopis didn't know Shri Krishna was God. They saw him and loved him. And they went beyond Maya. The material nature of their mind was finished forever and became pure and divine. So Parikshit is thinking, Krishnam vidu param kantam natu brahmataya mune gunapravaho paramastasam gunadhyam katham. Guruji, ek prashna hai. Can I ask a question? I have a doubt. Haan, bolo. What he's thinking is doubt? Doubt in Shri Krishna's Leelas? Ah, bolo. So he says, Guruji, how is it possible? They didn't even know he was God. They loved him like anyone would love an ordinary person in the world. And yet they went beyond all the material desires, attachments, all the material defilements of the mind. They went beyond all of that and attained a divinely pure state. They attained Shri Krishna and his divine abode, and they're free from Maya forever. How's it possible? With a love that looks like Mayic love, how could they go beyond Maya? How's it possible, Guruji? Guruji says, Uktam purastade tat. Te chaidyah Siddhim yatha gata. He scolds him badly. Uktam purastat. Abhi bataya tha maine. I just told you the story of Shishupal, Chediraj. Guruji, yeah, as you remember, he had such dvesh for Shri Krishna. He had such enmity for Shri Krishna, he could think of nothing else. Like when you hate somebody, they're in your mind all the time, right? So I had explained to you just now, O King, that Shishupal, because of his constant remembrance of Shri Krishna, even though it was with enmity, he attained a state of oneness with Shri Krishna. And when Shri Krishna relieved him of his material body by cutting off his head with the Sudarshan Chakra, Shishupal got a divine body and went to his divine abode. By attaching his mind to him with hate, because when you hate someone, you think of them as much as when you love them. And I had told you, kamam, krodham, bhayam, sneham, maikyam, sau, hridamevacha, nityam, harau, vidadhato, yantitam, mayatam, hite. Parikshit, the mind just has to join with Shri Krishna. It matters not whether it's through kaam bhav, through worldly desire, through sneha, through love, through krodh, anger, like Shishupal, through bhay, fear, like Kans, through a feeling of nata, like you feel a relationship to him, through his saundarya, you see his beauty and you love him for his beauty. It matters not the means of attaching the mind. All that matters is your mind became one with Shri Krishna. Nityam, you're thinking of him all the time. Then tanmayatam hite yanti. Your mind becomes one with him, so you go to him. You become like him, and you go to him. This is a fundamental axiom, like a natural law of the spiritual world. Whatever you attach your mind to, it doesn't matter how you attached your mind, through rag or dvesh, love or hate, or any other emotion, if you attached your mind to something, you will attain that thing. Yanti devavrata devan pitrin yanti pitrivrata bhutani yanti bhutejya. Shri Krishna says in Gita, whatever you attach your mind to, that you will attain. That's why he tells later in the Bhagavatam, Vishayan dhyayatashchittam vishayeshu visajjate mam anusmaratashchittam mayyeva praviliyate. He's telling Uddhavji that if you engross your mind in remembrance of worldly pleasures, your mind becomes more and more attached in the world. You're multiplying your worldly bondage. And with the same mind, if you use the same process of loving remembrance, but you think of me instead, then you will attain me. Your mind will get absorbed in thinking of me. He will enter your mind. Your mind will melt for him and all of his qualities will just start pervading your heart and mind until you achieve a state of oneness. Tanmayatam hite. There's a state of unity that you achieve. Shri Krishna becomes so melted into the fabric of your mind that there's no difference, no separation between you and him. then you attain him. So Shukdev ji is explaining this science to Parikshit, that the type of emotion is not important. What's important is that the mind has made contact with Shri Krishna. It's stuck to Shri Krishna. And since he is divine, the mind will become divine. You see, if you put your hand in the fire, does it matter whether you did so with a loving bhavana or with anger in your heart? No. The fire is going to do its work. It's going to give you its power. If you make contact with the fire, you will become fire yourself. If you take medicine knowingly, knowing that this is the chemical formula of this medicine, and you take it in your body and you know exactly how it's working in your cells, you'll get the effect of the medicine. If someone else takes the medicine because the doctor told them and they have no idea how it works, they'll get the same effect of the medicine. If you slip the medicine into someone's drink without them knowing and they unknowingly drink it, they'll get the same effect. If you take the medicine inside, it's going to affect everybody in the same way. Similarly, if you bring Shri Krishna inside, you love him knowing he's God, you love him not even having a clue he's God, it doesn't matter. You joined your mind with him. Aparasmarni will turn any piece of iron that touches it into gold. If that piece of iron is taken and lovingly brought together, it'll become gold. If you accidentally knock them together, it'll become gold. If out of anger you smash the iron into the parasmarni, tab bhi sona banega. So it doesn't matter with what type of emotion you attach your mind to Shri Krishna. Just the fact that you've attached your mind to him means that your mind is going to become divine and you will go beyond Maya. Namaya veshitadhyam kama kamaya kalpate bharjita kvathita dhana prayo bijayaneshyate. Shri Krishna himself says, if someone desires me, all of their desires get burnt and they never have any desires again. Meaning their mayic desires are finished forever. Desire me in any way, and all of your mayic desires will get burnt, just like if you put chana in the oven and roast it, it can never sprout again. So all of your material desires get roasted if you desire Shri Krishna. Kvema striyo vanacharir vyabhichar dushta krishne kvachaish paramatmani rudha bhava nandishvaro nubhajato vidushopi sakchat chreyastanotyagadara jaivopayukta. Bhagavatam. I already gave this analogy of the medicine. Maitreya Muni is explaining that it matters not that the gopis didn't know who Shri Krishna was, because if you take a medicine, you get the effect of the medicine, whether you take it knowingly or unknowingly. So even though the physical appearance may be... See, this is why we're not even qualified to hear about Maharas Leela. And this is why such a build-up before we can even hear about the Leela. If we just saw the physical situation, what would we think? Oh, these ladies left their husband in the middle of the night and ran out into the jungle to meet Shri Krishna. And Shri Krishna, some of them didn't even know he was God, and yet they still ran out to meet him. This is bhrashtachar, durachar. This is adharm. This is against the teachings of Vedas. Someone who does that would go to narak. This is what we would think. And then we would think such a thing of the gopis, who are actually the highest of all saints. Other saints desire the foot dust of the gopis. Brahma did tapasya for 60,000 celestial years. Why? Because he wanted to qualify to receive the foot dust of these gopis who ran out to meet Shri Krishna in the middle of the night. So now think, who is right? Our material assessment of the situation or Brahma's with his divine mind? Obviously Brahma is correct. Shukadev ji is correct. Shukadev Paramahans is telling this Maharas Leela with such reverence. His mind, which is beyond material desires, is drowned in the bliss of this Maharas Leela. And yet we think, I also have some power in my buddhi. Let me assess this situation. Let me think about these gopis. No, then we end up in the same category as Parikshit. Actually, Parikshit was not confused. He asked that question because that's what we would do in that situation. He wanted to save us from ourselves. So he asked the question before we would even get a chance to. And you can tell by Shukdevji's reaction that it's not a question we should be asking. He scolded him, but he still explained the science of it. So now I've explained the science of it to you. When the gopis reached there, Shri Krishna said, Swagatam Mahabhaga. Welcome, welcome. Aye, aye. And then he said, Main aap logon ki kuch seva karun kya? In other words, what are you doing here in the middle of the night? So he started acting very differently than what the gopis were expecting. After all, he was the one who blew on the flute and stole their mind, so they didn't even have a choice. They had to run to meet him. And he starts talking like this. Oh, gopis, what can I do for you? What brings you here in the middle of the night? Is there some demon attacking in Braj somewhere? Do you need my help to save? So he can't think of any other reason why they would be coming to him in the middle of the night. So with such excitement. So the gopis are thinking, what's gotten into him? And Shri Krishna actually tries to send them back. And he gives them a whole explanation. He gives them a lecture that you've left your duty as householders to come here and meet me. Your families must be worried. Go back. Bhartu shushru shanam strinam. Paro dharmo hyamayaya. He says, it's your supreme dharm. He uses the word paradharm. It's your supreme dharm to serve your husbands and take care of your families. Leaving that dharm, you have come to me. Go back right now. This is how he met them at the beginning of Maharas. He's testing them. And he's teaching us. So how the gopis responded to him, we'll find out tomorrow. Bole Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai.